Chapter 4. Good News and Bad News. There were other children in the cell with Anne and William. Alan Wallace was only 10 years old and was there with his mother. They were both accused of stealing a leg of lamb from the butcher. Alan gave the children some advice about how to survive in Durham jail. "You must work hard and earn your 3 pence a day," he said. "If you save enough money, you can buy extra food and some straw to sleep on." William pointed at a dirty blanket on the floor. "Can I take that?" he asked. "The floor is so cold and uncomfortable, it's impossible to sleep on it." "No, that's Ellie's," Alan said. "Don't make her angry or she'll kill you in your sleep. Ellie's uncle helps her. He pays the jailers to give her special treats. She gets ham and beer and she's often drunk." Ellie was a young girl of about 17. Her hair was long and wild and she had a scar across her cheek. She shouted insults at the other prisoners. Luckily, her arms and legs were in chains because she often tried to escape, but the children were still terrified of her. The night before their mother's hanging, the children lay awake thinking about her. They waited anxiously to hear news from Aunt Mary, but their aunt didn't arrive until the following afternoon. She looked very tired and very sad to see her niece and nephew in their thin, dirty clothes. "Here's a letter for you from your mam," she said. Anne grabbed the letter and read it aloud. "My darling children, I have not received any letters since I arrived at Newgate, and I worry about you both all the time. I miss you terribly, and I hope that you are well. How are you managing? Are you finding food and keeping warm? I am writing with good news. The king has given me clemency, and I will not be hanged. Instead, they are sending me far away to Australia. That's where they send many convicts. I am very sad because I don't know when I will see you again. I am leaving for Australia soon. The journey will be very long and difficult, and I don't know what problems are waiting for me there. But the worst punishment of all is parting from you, my dear children. I will always keep you in my heart. I love you. You are marvellous children, and I will never forget you. Your loving mother." Anne and William shouted with relief at this good news.
"They didn't hang her! She's alive!" they exclaimed.
But then the reality hit them. Their mother was leaving England and may never return.
"We must stay strong for our mother," said Anne. "It's going to be all right. One day we'll see her again."
"How?" asked William. "We can't go to this strange place and she can't come back to England."
"It'll be okay," said Anne, trying to be brave. "Trust me, William."
Months passed, but things didn't get better. The children saved their pennies to buy a little food, but it wasn't enough, and they became very pale, weak and thin. Every few weeks, the guards brought other convicts to join them. The jail cells were becoming even more crowded, and there were frequent fights among the prisoners. A new convict accidentally stood on Ellie's mat, and she was furious. She put her chains around the woman's neck and tried to kill her. The other convicts grabbed Ellie's hair and pulled her to the ground to save the poor woman. They all watched Ellie even more carefully after that. Because of the overcrowding, the prison authorities decided to send many of their convicts to work in a new colony in New South Wales, Australia. The commissioner of Durham Jail read the names and crimes of the convicts in his jail and selected 20 convicts to send on the next transport ship. Anne Telford was one of the convicts selected, but William Telford was not. One morning, the jailers entered the cell to prepare Anne and 3 other women for transportation.
"This is your lucky day," a guard said. "You're going on a trip."
"A trip?" asked Anne, confused. "Is my brother coming too?"
"They want women and girls, not boys," the jailer replied.
He put chains on her arms and legs.
"Please, let my brother come too," Anne begged. "I can't leave him here." As the jailer pulled her towards the door, she fell to the ground and William grabbed her shoulders.
"Don't leave me," he shouted.
The guard pulled his hands from his sister and dragged her to the door. She looked back desperately and screamed William's name. Then the door between them was locked.